Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Some shocking news about the Eagles Insider of the Year, which we'll get to in a moment with Elliot Shore Parks, who is sponsored by BQ Basements and Concrete, foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space experts. Call today for a free inspection. To book your appointment, go to basementsbyBQ.com. Elliot, now that you've had a few days to sleep on it, how do you feel about the Eagles draft overall?
So going in, I would have taken an offensive guard. We've been over that. But now that you look at it in its totality, my honest takeaway is not that they added players that are going to help them right away or that, you know, this makes them better for next year. I think they got guys that have a lot of potential. And I think this is a class that's probably going to take a year to see that, as opposed to like last year when they drafted Jalen Carter, you knew he'd come in right away. My biggest takeaway was just the benefit of having Howie on the job for so long really showed itself. The fact that he went in, I believe, with 8 picks, he ended up drafting 9 players and added 3 picks. Drafting's hard, and who knows if these guys will be good. But Howie, now that Lurie is stuck with him through down years, I think you see the benefit of sticking with people. So I thought it was a good draft. I thought a lot of decisions made sense. And I really just thought his experience showed over the few days.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear. And this is not me poking at you or what have you, and I know what you felt like prior to the draft, but the idea, and this is sort of what I was seeing prior to the draft, the idea of just adding just more high-level talent on the defensive side of the ball, if nothing else, to sort of compare or to play complementary football with what they have going on the offense. They're already light years ahead on that side of the ball, but to get some high-level talent, meaning guys they're drafting in the upper rounds, I think what the Eagles have done over the last 2 years, they put themselves in good position with some of the guys they've drafted in the first 3 to 4 rounds of both of these drafts.
Yeah, and look, I'm certainly not one to give up on a take. I do feel better that they drafted a guard late. And I like Trevor Keegan. The fact that he played for 3 years at Michigan, his pass blocking numbers were really good. I think the fact that he played at a high-level program and was a captain has me encouraged that he could be good when it comes to picking up blitz schemes and, you know, working with Lane. They already have a relationship quickly. So I do think they went about drafting a guard. You know, they didn't take someone to 6th round. That's a project. Keegan is much more of a play right now guy. So that does make me feel better about the class overall. But to your point, while cornerback was not my preference, you can look at it and say, you know what, they might have drafted 2 key secondary guys that in a year can really make them better. So, yeah, I think I see the vision of what they did.
Elliot, if you could pick out 1 or 2 players, and I would agree with you that overall, especially at the top of the draft, it doesn't seem like those are, you know, the 3 guys from small schools, you know, immediate contributors. But if you were to pick out 1 or 2 players in this draft that you think are most likely to contribute this year, who would you take?
I actually think it's probably Cooper DeJean, just because I think there's a multitude of ways he can get on the field. I don't think We'll see, but I would be surprised if Quinyon, at least early on, is the starter on the outside. I think Keeley is going to outplay him in camp, and I think Slay is a better corner than anyone right now when healthy, just because of what he's accomplished. I think with Cooper, there's a few more ways for him to get on the field. He could potentially line up at nickel. I think, you know, I did my 53-man roster, and when you look at it, I think the two positions they're thinnest at are tight end and safety. There's a potential maybe they put Cooper there. And I also think there's a chance he contributes in the kick return game. So I think Quinyon has a higher floor. I'm sorry. Well, higher floor as well, but a higher ceiling in the long term. But I think just because of the nature of their game, there's a clear path for Cooper to get on the field.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to see him out there only because I think you can use him in so many different ways. I want to see how Vic Fangio sort of wants to use him. You know, just placing him as an outside corner. I don't know if that's getting the best out of him or the most out of him versus, you know, moving him around and making him a jack of all trades and just having a great football player. You know, he kind of reminds me of the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, right? Where, you know, when the Honey Badger came out, he returned punts. He did everything. He played safety. He played corner. He blitzed. He could cover guys. Cooper Jeanne, at least from a, if I look at his resume and I just look at the versatility he's displayed, he sort of reminds me of that type of a player.
Yeah, and I also think that Cooper, where they took him, is a good kind of talking point or lesson on, like, draft value. So if they would have taken him at 22, I would have hated that pick. I don't think he's ready to be an outside corner. I frankly don't think his skill translates to that. I do think, to your point, he's more of an in-the-box safety. But to take a player at 40 – I just think is a different level of expectation of what you're getting for him and what he should be expected to be. So going into the draft, Cooper was my least favorite of all the corners, but at 40, you could understand it more. And to go back to your original question, to be honest, they took a lot of guys that I understand it, but I would have taken Kool-Aid McKinstry in the first pick. They took two receivers, Johnny Wilson and Smith out of Texas A&M that I like, but I would have taken Troy Franklin and Brendan Rice. So I understand why they did what they did. I just like other players better.
Talking to Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, so Howie did say that they expected to take a tackle higher up in the draft. They didn't, but they did sign Mekhi Becton right afterwards, who obviously really high draft pick, a lot of potential. What do you think of the signing overall and Becton's future, even where he gets on the field, if at all?
Yeah, so I think whenever the Eagles signed an offensive lineman, the instant reaction is, well, he's going to Stoutland University, and you know he'll turn into an all-pro. And Stoutland probably belongs in the Eagles Hall of Fame in terms of coaching, like for as much as he's contributed. But it is worth pointing out, Mekhi Becton has been awful. Like, it's not like he's barely played and he's a great athlete and all. Like, he came back from an injury last year and was really, really bad. Now, Stoutland could help him for sure. But I think when you're 4 years into your career, things can change. But if they're counting on him being the main guy at both backup tackle spots and the money that they potentially gave him, I know it's up to $5.5 million. I'd be curious to see how much that is fully guaranteed. I'm not comfortable with just handing him the backup tackle spot. Like, you know, Stoutland really has a lot of work to do with him. So I think it's a good chance to take. It's just money at the end of the day. They didn't, you know, trade a third round or fourth round pick for him. But, you know, just because Stoutland's the offensive line coach doesn't mean Becton's going to be good. I mean, Becton has really, really struggled.
Yeah. A lot of those guys struggle when you put them on that island at left tackle or either right tackle. Wonder what happens if you put him in somewhat of a secured box and you put Lane Johnson on the outside of him, Cam Jurgens on the inside of him, and he plays guard.
Yeah, I mean, they could definitely try that. I think that, you know, having Landon as your left guard really kind of changes how you view what the Eagles look for in a guard because mm-hmm. he is so big. Traditionally, mm-hmm. a guy that size – with that wingspan and that weight, like you don't see at guard, and that position's really changing. So, yeah, I mean, Mekhi Becton could try to move inside to guard. And, yeah, if you're between Lane, now I will say we have no idea if Cam Jurgens is good. So you'll have Lane on one side and then you have Cam on the other. But if Mekhi Becton ends up being their week one starting guard, something has gone wrong. Like Steen hasn't played well. You know, Keegan probably didn't turn into what they thought. I know Becton has a high ceiling, but I would be worried if I were the Eagles and their week one starting guard is Mekhi Becton.
You know,
I don't know. I mean, you're talking about a top 10, top 12 pick. You know, sometimes you have that athleticism and that size, and it's just not a fit for you on the outside. But it doesn't mean you don't possess a lot of those same skill traits, and they may work better for you. I'm telling you, at the guard position. I'm just saying, it's something to think about.
It could work, but think of how much things have changed with the offensive line. The Eagles have gone into, not last year because Juergens hadn't played it, but for a lot of years in a row, you go into the season with an offensive line that has Seumalo, who's played a ton, Brandon Brooks, who's played a ton, obviously. So if you put Mekhi Becton at guard, but frankly, even if it's Tyler Seen or Keegan, there's just a lot of projecting in the middle of the line. And last year, I think the biggest flaw with this offense was, A, pre-snap, I don't think Hurts got him in the right looks. But, two, I don't think Hurts, like many quarterbacks, deals with pressure up the middle well. And there's a real chance that they are very exposed in the middle of this offensive line.
I totally agree with that. But you were going to have that regardless of what you did. If you drafted somebody and you put a rookie there, or you take Tyler Steen, who hasn't played a whole lot there, like, you were going to have those same questions there for that first-year guy. At least Becton has starts under his belt and has been a high draft pick that comes with a lot of high traits. That's all I'm saying. Let me ask you this on the other side of the football before I forget about it. We've talked an awful lot about the secondary. What do you think this means for James Bradberry moving forward? Like, how do you think this plays out for him? Is he a June 1st release guy, or do you think he comes to training camp? They try to trade him. How do you think this plays out for James Bradberry?
I think people should start to view
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Bradberry is a trade chip. Because if Bradberry – so I think he's going to have a better season. I think last year he played poorly, and that's definitely on him. I think writing him off is a little premature. He had bad safety play next to him. The defense was a disaster from just a communication, getting things set. And I think that really impacts a corner a lot more than probably other positions. The front four, if there's poor, communication, like there's a big run play or something. In the secondary, if there's poor communication or poor coaching, it looks like your cornerback got absolutely burned. So I – wait, what is this?
Those are the
violins. Yeah, violins being played.
He's cooked.
Yeah, I've been getting the excuse making violins.
Who's training for James Bradberry?
Well, all right. I mean, we'll get to the Embiid thing with the excuse making if you want. But with Bradberry, I think the best case for them is he's here this offseason. He comes to camp. The other corners play well, and you can say who wants Bradberry, Bradbury was an all-pro a year ago, and there are not a lot of good corners around the league. That's just a fact. It's hard to find good corners. So if a team gets hurt, if a player gets hurt, he is a trade chip.
Elliot, I'm sorry.
That's your boy, Jack. That's yeah, Jack. That's your boy on you.
He started the show off out of control, screaming at me. All this.
Give him back the drop board, and he's just, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's back home now. Yeah, he's back home.
You know, he's lying about farting on the air. He's lying about his fart on the air. It's completely disgusting. So, Elliot, you've been, I think, keyed in a little bit, paying attention to the Eagles Insider of the Year rankings, which honestly could topple WIP very quickly.
And the city.
Yeah, there's a lot of chaos. But I'm gonna.
Good about you coming in and starting that. Really been a good vibe check for everybody.
It wasn't my idea. It was Jack's. I'm just following along.
It was Jack's idea.
Yeah. So you know I love you, even though you're currently ranked fourth. Well, at least in the first rankings.
I'm happy to be fourth in your heart. I'll take that.
You're first in my heart, fourth in the ranking. So, but I'm wondering if you heard this piece of audio, which came from the midday show today.
The WIP Insider Competition?
Yes.
I am recusing myself from the competition.
Why?
I'm out. I'm out because it's just not fair. I'm so far ahead of everybody else that I want to give other people a chance. And, you know, when you give people credit for an insider, when they say something, well, I want this player, doesn't mean that you have any information they're going to get that player. You know, when you start using that as pointers, then obviously those people are begging to be in the competition. And, you know, I don't want people to beg. It's just not manly or it's not womanly. It's just not right. So, I'm recusing myself. I'm out.
Well, Elliot, first, your thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, look, when this all started, I said it was an honor to be on the list with guys like Derek Gunn, John Clark, Howard Eskin. You hear that, and I don't think maybe I was happy to be on the list with the wrong guys. Like, I'm excited that Derek Gunn's still in it. I'm excited John Clark is still in it. Howard is someone, like I said, I'm honored to be on the same list with. Disappointing from the King, though, that, you know, he maybe drops his spot or has a bad weekend and he dips out. For being such a legend in Philly media, I thought he would have, you know, put up a little more of a fight.
Yeah.
I can't disagree.
Is it me, or I'm asking all you guys this? That felt like that might have been a shot towards me.
Of course it was. Okay. And by the way,
they're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
I wasn't sure.
You're allowed to ask for credit within the insider rankings. It doesn't mean you're going to get it.
Right.
Anyone's allowed to campaign.
Right.
You know,
what's been going on with the credit, too? Jack multiple times has asked me on the station, do you put your Insider of the Year thing on? And I say yes. And then afterwards, and I'm like, oh, by the way, I brought this up. Jack does the whole violin. Oh, you want credit for it, huh? How about that? You know, exactly. Here he goes. I mean, the Devontae deal, the Isaiah Rodgers thing. I was dead on about those, and he said that they counted.
Well,
and now all this, and it doesn't.
But I think the thing is, Elliot, you do walk the line of informed speculation rather than report. And if you don't say, We said when we put out the rules that inform speculation, you're going to get minimal credit for that. Minimal.
That's fine. Yeah, that's okay. Fine. But I'm saying
it's
Jack
a marathon, Elliot. Elliot.
Yeah, no, trust me. I'm good to go.
Okay.
I'm confident in my abilities. I do miss the days when I used to come on the air and it was just Eagles Insider as opposed to Eagles Insider candidate. But you know what? By the end of the season, I think I'll be back.
No, you're an Eagles Insider of the Year candidate for sure.
True. Yes.
And I agree.
We know you shine in training camp anyway, though.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I'm ready to go.
Everyone should know that this is a long competition. You're not going to win. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And a couple of things on the Howard thing. First of all, he doesn't get to recuse himself. We can rank him or not rank him. It's our show.
Yeah.
It's our award.
We don't need his approval.
We didn't ask anybody else's permission.
Exactly, yeah.
So whether it's or John Clark or D. Gunn or the reporter from the newspaper or Howard, all of them.
Or me receiving.
Or you receiving
honorable
votes.
Mention votes, yeah.
Yeah, Joe Santaliquido, who hits a home run once every 4 years. It could be anybody.
I will say, I think people are taking notice in the media landscape about these rankings. So you guys have become the gatekeeper of this. So I'm excited to see where it goes.
I'm excited to have you be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Elliot,
thank you.
Love you, buddy. Listen,
appreciate it, brother.
Go Birds podcast. And
clap your hands.
Yeah, and clap your hands. What's that one?
Yeah, I was going to say, after the Sixers lose tonight, you know, make sure everyone goes and checks out Clap Your Hands. So
if they do lose tonight, I will. Hold on. You're on two tonight?
Yeah.
Hold on. I got to choose between Rice to Ricky and Clap Your Hands?
Yeah, but with that podcast, it's going to be like, ooh, they didn't run enough 3-2 zone. With us, you're going to get real passion.
Can I just ask one question before I get off?
Wait a minute.
Is pointing out the plus minus for Embiid 10 years into his career the most loser thing that we do for any athlete in the city? If after years of saying Jokic is just a stats guy and you have to point to advanced metrics, I love Embiid. I think there should be a banner in the rafter for his MVP. I truly believe it was a special year. But I'm so sick of people being like, well, he's actually plus 34 in these games. They're not winning. He was minus 4 in the fourth quarter. He had 1 point in that big game. See, like, tonight is about going out and showing he's not a quitter.
I agree.
Game 7 of Boston.
I agree with your second point. Your first point, I think people use it the wrong way. I think this series, it informs... No. I'm going to kick him out. Someone get me Ben Kinney. I think in this series, it informs things like, why did he play the entire second half?
I'm ready for wins and losses to inform how well he played. Well, that's where I'm at.
Okay.
Well, just like quarterback.
The guy that just told me that James Bradberry is a trade chip.
Yeah, I think he is a trade chip. And if Embiid loses tonight,
do you want that on your Insider of the Year
him.
Credit or not?
I'm not answering your Insider of the Year credit question.
Well, but now I'll remember it because everyone's here. I don't remember the other times.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Elliot.
All right. Fun stuff.
All right. See you, buddy. There he is. Elliot Shore Parks, Eagles Insider of the Year candidate.
Candidate. Yeah,
that's what he is.
Recusing himself. You don't get to recuse yourself.
He just doesn't want to lose.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't, I didn't have a chance to study last night. That's why I did bad on the test. the grade's the grade. And we're the teacher.
Hold on. Real quick.
Yeah.
A little behind the scenes.
Yes.
Did I nudge you a little too much?
I don't know. It sounds like you got in his head. It sounds like you got in the head.
That's what he said. When I heard him say that earlier, I said, hold on, is he talking about me?
Look, end of the day,
he's upset about the Saquon thing.
Well, yes, that too, which I was right about. I was first. I don't care what you say or what Spike says. I don't get insider credit for that. I didn't say I get insider credit for that. I just said I was the first one who suggested it on the air. He's the one that's been anti-running back all his life and hates running back, but he wants to take credit for Saquon.
I'm a little worried. We're turning the clock back about 12 years to Eskin and Reese, part one. I don't want to do that. And look, the reality is, you winning Eagles Insider of the Year is nearly impossible.
Yes.
I'm not an insider. There's like less than a 15% chance that you would win Eagles Insider of the Year.
I mean, just because I was right about us picking Jeremiah Trotter Jr., don't be upset about that.
Look.
I mean, a sore loser.
Yeah. The new rankings haven't even come out yet.
Also, just have a little fun.
Yeah. Yoshi, you're on WIP. What's up, buddy?
My man Spike was popping. Big Ike, Jackie Benton, a.k.a. Fart Man, talking about it's his couch. I texted him immediately, too, talking about it was the couch, bro. Like, no, I won't, dog. Stop playing.
Even if it was the couch now, nobody believes him. So, yeah, it don't even matter.
Does anyone need their ears checked in the Delaware Valley? That's like a cartoon fart.
Jack Fart. That's
bro,
his name.
That was a fart. And you know how you know it's a fart? Because you sound like you're embarrassed when you start explaining it. It was a fart. Take it on the chin, bro. We don't fart.
Take it on the chin. You want to take the fart on the chin?
Sounded like that's where it came from. It was so close to the mic.
Possibly. I would have blamed it on the baby. That's what you're talking about, the couch.
Hey, that's who I would have blamed it. I'd have blamed it on Walker.
Yep.
Always blame the kids, right? I always blame the kids. Who ate that last piece of pork chop? The baby. He ain't got no TJ. He ate it, though. Hey, man. Hey, Ike, man. Oh, man.
Yes.
I love that draft, man. You know what? The whole offseason, he ain't been perfect, but the whole offseason, how he has really stepped his game up. I mean, that draft, man, you get two first-round graded, DBs. I believe both of them can start day one. What's that? And for Riverwood, they do all the same thing. They talk about they can't press. You go and look at. I mean, I was looking at Fran Duffy breakdown. Both of them can press. What's they mirror the wide receiver if they needed to. They're excellent in off coverage. Very instinctive, strong, can hit. I love that. You understand the third round pick project. What's name? The Will Shipley pick. That, oh man, I love that. What's name? I mean, that dude, he fast. He run a 4.39 spike. 4.39. He got that little edge button to him. Now you see me. Now you don't. He can catch out the backfield. I love all of that. The draft was very relaxing. And then to go get JT, I take Jack probably, 30-something picks ahead of time. I said, how are we about to go get him? And then he picked Shipley. And then later down the line, there goes JT. I was so happy. I didn't care about nothing else after that. But it was great. It was relaxing. And the reason the Sixers won on the other night is because we was 1 foot in and 1 foot out of the daggone game. We was watching the draft. We was looking at them. That's why they won, in my opinion. Everybody need to get leaving Bede alone. I'm cool with what Bede doing. Bede, what's name? Bell's palsy, lingering knee effects, exhaustion because ain't nobody else doing nothing, and he got to do everything. And he has really stepped his game up this year in the playoffs. I'm happy with him. It should be Embiid, a little bit of Maxey, and nobody else on the team. The bench is trash. They only get in four games. What we got, 20-something points? I mean, I'm looking at that game Sunday, and we had 1 point from the bench always, I think, up to the fourth quarter. But still had 1 point. 6 points from the bench. Like, that is trash. Tobias, I'm so glad I got off that train. Ike, you sound beautiful and delightful now that you are cussing him out in your own special way. Listen to Ike Reese. He came on over here with us, boy. And, oh, man. And you know what? They will win tonight. You know why? Because I'm going to be watching something and something else. I'm going to listen to my wife, everything she got to tell me about the gossip stuff on YouTube, and look at the game. And they will win because I'm going to be 1 foot in and 1 foot out. I love y'all guys. Let's get this win tonight, Spike. Talk to y'all later, baby.
All right, Yosh.
I'll tell you, if they win tonight, I'm going to come in all fired up tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going.
I probably will be too.
Me too. I'm just.
No, you won't.
No, you're not allowed.
Why?
You twice in the last week have chosen out rather than in. You said you hope they lose.
Well, it wasn't like the Eagles in week one. Like that was a must.
Well, yeah, he's used to that stuff. Oh, yeah, he did that all last year. Yes.
The biggest fraud at the radio station. That's what my YouTube scouting says. You're the biggest fraud on the radio. Speaking of the biggest fraud on the radio station, the top five at five is next. And would you draft Bronny if it meant you had a bigger chance of signing LeBron James? We'll talk about that next. The WIP Twitter poll brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mother's Day is Sunday, May 12th. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel for mom online at marks-jewelers.com. What's more likely for the Sixers, they no-show or they win? 74% say they no-show. Yikes. Let's hope they're wrong. It's the afternoon show, 94 WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.